The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 4, text number 35, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on November 6th, 2008, in Riga, Latvia.
So tonight, we're reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 4, text number
35.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Yajñātvāna punarmoham evaṁ yasyasi pāndava yena bhūtān yaśeṣāni drakṣayaśyatman yatomai.
Having translation in Burbord by Śrīla Prabhupāda. Having obtained real knowledge from a self-realized soul, you will never fall again into such illusion. For by this knowledge you will see that all livings are but part of the Supreme, or in other words, that they are mine. Purpur. The result of receiving knowledge from a self-realized soul, or one who knows things as they are, is learning that all living beings are parts and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. The sense of an existence separate from Krishna is called Maya. Ma, not, ya, this. Some think that we have nothing to do with Krishna, that Krishna is only a great historical personality, and the Absolute is the impersonal Brahman. Actually, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, this impersonal Brahman is the personal effulgence of Krishna. Krishna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the cause of everything. In the Brahma Samhita, it is clearly stated that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes. Even the millions of incarnations are only His different expansions. Similarly, the living entities are also expansions of Krishna. The Mayavadi philosophers wrongly think that Krishna loses His own separate existence in His many expansions. This thought is material in nature. We have experience in the material world that a thing, when fragmentally distributed, loses its own original identity. But the Mayavadi philosophers fail to understand that Absolute means that 1 plus 1 is equal to 1, and that 1 minus 1 is also equal to 1. This is the case in the Absolute world. For want of sufficient knowledge in the Absolute science, we are now covered with illusion, and therefore we think that we are separate from Krishna. Although we are separated parts and parcels of Krishna, we are nevertheless not different from Him. The bodily difference of the living entities is maya, or not actual fact. We are all meant to satisfy Krishna. By maya alone, Arjuna thought that the temporary bodily relationship with his kinsman was more important than his eternal spiritual relationship with Krishna. The whole teaching of the Gita is targeted toward this end, that a living being as Krishna's eternal servitor cannot be separated from Krishna, and his sense of being an identity apart from Krishna is called maya. The living entities as separate parts and parcels of the Supreme have a purpose to fulfill. Having forgotten that purpose since time immemorial, they are situated in different bodies as men, animals, demigods, etc. Such bodily differences arise from forgetfulness of the transcendental service of the Lord. But when one is engaged in transcendental service through Krishna consciousness, one becomes at once liberated from this illusion. One can acquire such pure knowledge only from the bona fide spiritual master, and thereby avoid the delusion that the living entity is equal to Krishna. Perfect knowledge is that the Supreme Soul, Krishna, is the supreme shelter for all living entities, and giving up such shelter, the living entities are deluded by the material energy, imagining themselves to have a separate identity. Thus, under different standards of material identity, they become forgetful of Krishna. When, however, such deluded living entities become situated in Krishna consciousness, it is to be understood that they are on the path of liberation, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 2.10.6, Muktir Hitvanyata Rupam Swarupena Yavastitihi. Liberation means to be situated in one's constitutional position as an eternal servitor of Krishna, Krishna consciousness.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Badakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajiva Sadaita Savaduta Purijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha.
So, Krishna explains this knowledge is obtained from a self-realized soul.
Krishna izskaidro, ka šīs zināšanas var iegūt no tā, kas ir apzinājies sevi, no vēsels, kas apzinājies sevi.
In other words, you cannot speculate this knowledge.
Citiem vārdiem, jūs nevarat izdomāt šīs zināšanas.
One requires guru.
Cilvēkam ir nepieciešams guru.
Brahmande, Brahmite, Kona, Bhagyavan, Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasadepai, Bhakti Lata Beach. After wandering through millions of species of life in the higher planets, in the lower planets, in the middle planets, up and around the multi planets of this universe.
Pēc klaiņošanas dažādos ķermeņos, pa visdažādākajām šī visuma planētām, visaugstākajām un viszemākajām.
One living being who is very, very fortunate.
Tā dzīvā būtne, kas ir ļoti, ļoti veiksmīga.
By the combined mercy of Guru and Krishna,
pēc Guru un Krishnas žēlstības,
he receives the bhakti seed.
Saņem bhakti sēklu.
The seed of the bhakti creeper, bhakti latā.
Sēklu bhakti
So, if one is fortunate to have in common contact with the bona fide spiritual master, and one is submissively heard and rendered service to that such bona fide spiritual master, then one becomes blessed with transcendental knowledge.
pārpasaulīgo zināšanu svētību.
Krishna says that such souls can reveal the truth to us because they have seen the truth.
Un Krishna saka, ka šādas dvēseles var atklāt mums patiesību, tāpēc ka viņas jau ir redzējušas patiesību.
Actually, such personalities, they are seeing the truth at every minute.
Un patiesībā šādas personības redz patiesību ik mirkli.
And they can give us the eyes to also see.
Un viņi var iedot mums acis, ar kurām mēs arī varam redzēt.
We simply have to inquire submissively.
Mums vienīgi ir jājautā, gatavībā izpildīt viņu norādījumus.
And render loving service.
Un jākalpo ar mīlestību.
But if we want to correct the guru, you see.
Bet, ja mēs vēlam labot guru, koriģēt viņu.
They do that sometimes.
Dažkārt tā notiek.
They think they know better than the spiritual master. They want to correct the spiritual master.
Ir cilvēki, kas domā, ka viņi zina labāk, ka garīgais skolotājs un vēlas viņu koriģēt.
They want to train up the guru, you see.
Viņi vēlas trenēt guru.
They take the guru like a pet dog, you see.
Viņi attiecās pret guru kā pret kleibi sunīti.
You can train a dog to do some tricks, you know.
Jūs varat iemācīt sunim dažus trikus.
Just like when I was a boy growing up, there was one family across the street. They was known as the Sip family. Sip. Mr. Sip, yeah. Actually, he was a coffee sipper by trade. And he was named Mr. Sip. But they had one dog. And they trained him how to fetch the newspaper every day. The paper boy would come, he would throw the newspaper on the sidewalk in the edge of the street.
Amerikā, kad piegādā avīzes, tās nomet tādās speciālās pakās ielas malā.
And every morning we would see how the dog, he would faithfully come out from the house, he would walk all the way out to the street, he'd pick up the paper in his mouth and walk back into the house with the newspaper.
Mēs redzējām, kā šis uzticamais suns ik rītu nāca, paņēma šo vīstoklu un nesa atpakaļ uz māju.
So this way you can train the dog how to do service, you see.
Un tādā veidā jūs varat iemācīt suni kalpot.
After all, he is getting fed, so he has to earn his keep. You're feeding the dog, so he does some service also. So some people take the guru like them. That I am the master and he is the dog. But such a bogus attitude about the spiritual master will not allow one to ever realize the truth.
Bet šāda nepareiza viltus attieksme pret garīgo skolotāju nekad jums neļaus apzināties patiesību.
One has to humbly serve the spiritual master.
Cilvēkam ir pazemīgi jākalpo garīgiem skolotājiem.
Just as Lord Chaitanya gave the instruction.
Un kungs Chaitanya deva šādu norādījumu.
About his relationship with Krishna.
Par viņa attiecībām ar Krishna.
Because the spiritual master is the external manifestation of Krishna, we have to have a similar relationship with our spiritual master.
Un tāpēc, ka garīgais skolotājs ir Krishnas ārēja izpausme, mums ir jāveido tieši tādas pašas attiecības ar garīgo skolotāju.
Lord Chaitanya prayed, I know no one but Krishna as my Lord.
Kungs Chaitanya lūdzās, es neko, I know no one.
I don't know anybody except for Krishna as my Lord.
Yeah, es nezinu nevienu, kā izņemot Krishnu kā manu kungu.
And he shall remain so, even if he handles me roughly by his embrace.
Un viņš tāds arī paliks, pat ja viņš handles me roughly.
If the embrace, you know, but if he roughly handles me like with his embrace. Rough means painful, injures me. Or if he leaves me broken hearted by not being present before me. He is free to do anything and everything with me. Because he is my worshipful Lord unconditionally.
Tāpēc, ka bez jebkādiem nosacījumiem, viņš ir vienīgais kungs, kam es kalpoju.
So, this is the attitude we should have towards our spiritual master.
Tā ir attieksme, kādai mums ir jābūt pret savu garīgo skolotāju.
Not that he is my puppy dog. No, I am his puppet.
Nē, es esmu viņa lēle.
And he can do with me as he likes, you see.
Un viņš var darīt ar mani, ko viņš vēlas.
This is what Prabhupada taught us.
Tas ir tā, kā mums mācīja Prabhupada.
In his arrival prayer to the US, he prayed like that.
Un tad, kad viņš ieradās Amerikā, tad viņš tā arī lūdzās.
I'm simply a puppet, you are the puppeteer.
Es esmu vienkārši lēle, un tu esi...
Now you make me dance, make me dance, make me dance as you like.
Liec man dejot tā, kā tu to vēlies.
So this should be our attitude towards our spiritual master.
Tādēļ jābūt mūsu attieksmē pret garīgo skolotāju.
You are the puppeteer and I am the puppet.
Jūs esat lēļu meistars un es esmu lēle.
Now make me dance, make me dance, make me dance as you like.
Lieciet man dejot tā, kā jūs to vēlaties.
You see, we will do any, the disciple that will do anything to please the spiritual master. The spiritual master says, go clean the toilet. With great joy in his heart, the disciple goes to clean the toilet. If he says, go out and open up a new country, the Lord Chaitanya's movement, he will do that also.
Viņš saka, ej un dodies un atklāj kungu Čaitaņas kustību jaunā valstī. Viņš to
he says, now you become a pujari, you do the puja for Gaurinitai.
Pujari un veic puju Gaurinitai.
Now you go in the kitchen and you wash the pots.
Un dodies uz virtuvi un mazgā pots.
You see. Now, whatever the spiritual master tells, the disciple takes it with great joy.
Lai ko arī neteik garīgais skolotājs, mācīgs to pieņem ar lielu prieku.
The life and soul of the disciple is the order of the spiritual master.
Visa dzīves būtība māceklim ir viņa garīgā skolotāja norādījumi.
He simply lives to please the spiritual master. He has nothing else.
Viņš vienkārši dzīvo, lai iepraicinātu savu garīgo skolotāju, vairāk nekā citu.
And because of that total dedication to his spiritual master,
un tāpēc, ka viņš ir tik pilnībā sev veltīts garīgiem skolotājiem,
that supreme personality of Godhead,
šim augstākajai Dieva personībai,
who is the owner and the controller of everything throughout all of existence,
kas ir vienīgais kontrolētājs visam, kas pastāv, vispār pastāv,
becomes the personal property of that disciple.
Tad šis te, kas visu kontrolē, kļūst par personisko piederumu šādam te māceklim.
In other words, when you completely give yourself to your spiritual master,
citiem vārdiem, tad, kad jūs sev pilnībā nododat garīgiem skolotājiem,
the reward is that Krishna gives himself to you.
Balva ir tāda, ka Krishna dod sevi jums.
Can you imagine owning Krishna?
Vai jūs varat iedomāties, ka jums pieder Krishna?
That person who owns and controls everything,
tas, tā persona, kurai pieder, kas kontrolē visu,
who has unlimited wealth,
neierobežota bagātība,
unlimited power,
neierobežots spēks,
unlimited beauty,
neierobežots skaistums,
unlimited renunciation,
neierobežots spēja atteikties,
unlimited knowledge,
neierobežots zināšanas,
and unlimited fame,
un neierobežots slava.
That Krishna Bhagavan,
šis Krishna Bhagavans,
becomes your property.
Kļūst par jūsu īpašumu.
Can you imagine what that would be like?
Jūs varat iedomāties, kā tas būtu?
Would you like to experience that? Then all you have to do is give yourself completely to your spiritual master. Don't hold anything back. And if you don't have a spiritual master, then get one. Everybody is supposed to have a spiritual master. Do you know if you don't have a guru, you're not even a human being?
Vai jūs zināt to, ka jums, ja jums nav guru, jūs nesat vispār cilvēciski būtni?
According to Vedas, if you don't have a spiritual master, you're not even a human being. Saskaņā, you're simply animal.
Saskaņā ar Vedām, ja jums nav garīgais skolotājs, jūs nesat cilvēciskā būtni, jūs esat dzīvnieks.
So find a bona fide spiritual master.
Atrodiet paties garīgo skolotāju.
Surrender to him fully, you see.
Pilnībā nododieties viņam.
And then you graduate. From the animal kingdom to the human kingdom.
Tad jūs attīstīsieties no dzīvnieku karaļvalsts uz cilvēku valsti.
You see. Otherwise you're called dvipada pashu, two-legged animal.
Citādi jūs sauc par divkājiem dzīvnieku.
And when you get old, You're called Tripada Pashu.
Kad jūs kļūstat vēsts, tad jūs sauc.
And what is the third foot?
Trīs kājām zivjām.
That's the cane, when you walk with a cane.
Jūs ejat ar spiedi.
Not the danda, no.
Ne, or danda, ne.
The danda is not for walking.
Danda nav staigāšanai.
It's for bringing the disciples into line, the errant disciples into line. Not really, but... It's actually meant for renunciation. Not as a walking stick. So now I can ask if there's any questions. Yes.
Mans jautājums ir tāds, ka Guru man šķiko teica, ka jāapstīt savu guru, bet es arī dzirdējis, ka Bhakti progresē, viņš klausās kā guru parampara caur visiem runā. Tāpēc man liekas, ka tu arī pēc caur suni var runā. Bet es manā gadījumā es ievēros, ka bieži vien es jūtu kā runā,
You just mentioned that one should fully surrender oneself to one's spiritual master. But I have heard that when a disciple gradually progresses, then he should be able to listen to because of Guru Parampara, he should be able to listen to
through everyone.
To acquire knowledge through everyone, even through a dog.
Or instruction
through a dog. And that is.
But most of the times I realize like I hear some advice, but I can't follow.
So yeah, sometimes I realize I have realized that I hear this advice, but I can't follow it.
Oh, what you learn from the dog, you mean?
Excuse me.
Kur jūs esat no suņiem mācījies, piemēram? No, in this case, from a human being.
Through my family.
That's why you should simply take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master and do whatever he says.
Tāpēc ir jāpieņem patvērums pie paties garīgā skolotāja un jādara tas, ko viņš saka.
The spiritual master authorizes you to hear from other spiritual masters.
Garīgais skolotājs dod jums tiesības klausīties citus garīgos.
Whose instructions add confirm his instructions.
Kuru norādījumi ir saskaņā un apstiprina viņa norādījumus.
But you're forbidden to hear from those whose instructions contradict his instructions.
Bet jums ir aizliegts klausīties tos, kur norādījumi ir pretrunā ar garīgā skolotāja norādījumiem.
Srila Prabhupada is very strong on this point.
Un Srila Prabhupada bija ļoti strikts šajā jautājumā.
He forbid us to go outside of ISKCON for siksha.
Viņš mums aizliedza iet ārpus ISKCON, lai saņemtu siksha.
And if any devotees within ISKCON were not properly presenting his teachings, they were also disciplined.
Un ja kādi baktas ISKCON iekšienē neprecīzi atspoguļoja Prabhupādas mācību, tad arī viņi tika korrigēti.
He never said that we could only hear from him.
Viņš nekad neteica, ka mums jāklausās tikai no viņa.
But he did teach us only to hear from him or from persons who were purely representing him.
Bet viņš teica, ka jāklausās no viņa vai tām personībām, kas tīri pārstāv viņu.
Then there's no confusion.
Lai nebūtu nekādi confusion.
It's all Prabhupada's Siddhanta, all Prabhupada's teachings. So the bona fide spiritual master, he's giving you Prabhupada's teachings purely. And if others are also doing that, then what they are saying will simply reinforce what you're hearing from your spiritual master. That's all it'll do.
Un ja tas, ko jūs dzirdat no citiem, kas tā arī dara, tas tas, ko jūs dzirdat, tikai nostiprinās to, ko jūs dzirdat no savu garīgās
skolas. And because the spiritual master is purely presenting Srila Prabhupada's teachings, if someone says something different, it means they're going against Prabhupada's teachings.
Jo, ja kāds saka kaut ko savādāk, nekā saka jūs garīgais skolotājs, tas nozīmē, tad tas, kurš saka savādāk, iet pret Prabhupada's mācību.
Prabhupada said that you can have, there is one Diksha Guru, but you can have many Siksha Gurus. Siksha Guru means one who is instructing you in such a way to strengthen your connection with your Diksha Guru. Those persons you can hear from. But someone who's taking, who's weakening your connection with your Diksha Guru, you must avoid their hearing, taking any Siksha from them. Is this clear? Yes.
To fully surrender to the spiritual master, one should know that person even better than himself. But how is it possible? We don't know even our relatives. And is it? It seems that actually it is not possible to know another person to a degree that you can fully surrender to the person.
Only by the mercy of the spiritual master is it possible.
Does anything depend on us then?
How much you're taking that mercy? Are you greedy for Guru's mercy? You're taking as much as you can possibly get? Are you very shy to take any mercy from Guru? Just want a little tiny bit, not too much. You're scared to get too much. That's up to you. How much mercy you want. Take it or leave it. Next question. All right.
To accept a spiritual master, one should be sure that that person has relationships with Krishna. But this is something transcendental, and how I, being an absolute beginner, being with this materialistic eyesight, How can I be confirmed?
You have to get spiritual eyes. Do you know how to get spiritual
eyes?
You have to see everything through the eyes of Prabhupada's books. Do you know Srila Prabhupada's books? Do you read them as much as possible? Or not? Tell me. You do. All right. By Prabhupada's mercy, you will get spiritual eyes. And then you will see who is a bona fide guru. And you will see how to surrender yourself fully to his lotus feet. It is all by Prabhupada's mercy. Isn't it? This whole movement is going on Prabhupada's mercy. Any other question?
Yeah. How to obtain faith to Prabhupada? To reach that point that one is willing to read the books of Prabhupada.
It's a very simple thing. You simply have to associate with people who have faith and strong faith in Prabhupada. Prabhupada Shraddha, it is called. Prabhupada Shraddha is contagious.
Prabhupada Shraddha, un tā ir lipīga.
You have to find people who have a heavy, who have very, very strong faith in
Prabhupada.
You must serve them with love. You must inquire submissively from such devotees. Because by their grace you can achieve all benedictions. Next question, Yuri.
We preach to people who are not connected to Krishna consciousness. Why don't they accept our service?
They are not taking your preaching? They don't listen to you?
Yes, they are against that. Fight against that.
You have to become more expert preacher. You have to see who is more expert in preacher and learn from the expert preachers. And then you will become expert preacher.
Preacher who attracts.
Yes. I was fortunate. I was trained by such a preacher. His Holiness Vishnu Jana Maharaj. Prabhupada told me, he said, you have been trained up under the expert guidance of His Holiness Vishnu Jana Maharaj. He can make anybody's heart melt. I saw him explain what the morning program is to a bunch of outsiders. In such a way that you would go, wow, that's the Mangal Arti, the ultimate mystical experience.
Un ka mangalārati tas ir gal, tā ir augstākā mistiskā pieredze. Tā viņš sūrīja.
It's one simply has to be learn how to be expert, that's all.
Cilvēkam vienkārši jāmācās kā kļūt par ekspertu.
Actually, every single aspect of Krishna consciousness is unlimitedly nectarian.
Patiesībā, ja kurš Krishna apziņas aspekts ir bezgalīgi nektāra pilns.
I can tell you the most important thing if you want to attract others is this.
Es jums varu pateikt vissvarīgāko lietu, jūs vēlaties pievienāt citus.
You must be unflinchingly convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Jums jābūt nepakalībībā, praktiski pārliecinātam.
And that you are his eternal servant.
Dieva augstākā personība.
And that you are his eternal servant.
Un ka jūs esat viņa mūžīgais kalps.
If you are completely convinced beyond any shadow of a doubt,
un ja esat pilnībā pārliecināts, un man nav jūsos
pat... I can guarantee you one thing.
Es jums varu garantēt vienu lietu.
You'll be able to convince the whole world.
Jūs varēsiet spēsiet pārliecināt visu pasauli.
You know what Prabhupada taught us in Los Angeles?
Vai zināt, ko Prabhupada teica mums Los Angelesā?
He said, Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill.
Krishna pacēla Govardhan kalnu.
And you all are thinking, maybe.
Un jūs visi domājat, nu varbūt.
In other words, we're not fully convinced. That's the problem.
Citiem vārdiem, mēs neesam pilnībā pārliecināti. Tā ir problēma.
We can't convince others because we're not convinced.
Mēs nevaram pārliecināt citus, tāpēc, ka mēs neesam pārliecināti.
So now we must develop our own conviction.
Tāpēc mums ir jātīst pašiem savas pārliecības.
Therefore, these classes are very important.
Tāpēc šīs te klases ir ļoti svarīgas.
These classes give us conviction.
Šajās klasēs mēs iegūstam pārliecību.
It's like one devotee, I won't mention his name, but he was, the last time I saw him, he was looking very morose.
Kā viens bakta, kurš, es neminēšu viņu vārdu, kurš redzēju pēdējo reizi, viņš bija ļoti drūms.
And then when I saw him again, he's looking very jolly.
Tad, es redzēju viņu atkal, tad viņš bija ļoti...
And I asked him, what happened?
Es jautāju, kas notika?
He said, I got to give a lecture.
I gave a lecture.
So if you can take opportunities for preach, that will strengthen your own conviction. So everyone should take every available opportunity for preaching. Giving classes. Going out and distributing books. Tell everybody you meet about Krishna.
Katram, ko jūs satiekat, pastāstīt par Krishna.
That's why when I travel, I go with Tilak and Adodi and everything.
Tāpēc, tad, kad es ceļoju, man ir Tilak, es nesēju Adodi.
Gives me an opportunity to preach.
Jo tas man dod iespēju sludināt.
The more that you preach, the more you become convinced.
Jo vairāk jūs sludināt, jo vairāk jūs kļūst pārliecināts.
So, preach to the world.
Sludināt pasaulē.
Your conviction will become stronger and stronger and stronger.
Un jūs pārliecība kļūst stiprāka un stiprāka.
And you become more and more expert to attract people to Krishna consciousness.
Un jūs kļūsiet arvien meisterīgāks spējā pievilināt cilvēkus Krishna apziņai.
Any other questions? Yeah.
Cik ir svarīgi garīgai praksē apmeklēt Mangalārati un klanīties Tulsi? How important it is to attend Mangalārati and offer obeisances to Tulsi?
To Tulsi?
Yeah. Yes.
It is of the utmost importance.
Tas ir pats svarīgākais.
If you cannot celebrate it here, you must observe it at home.
Ja jūs nevarat to darīt šeit, tad jums tas ir jādara mājās.
At least you can, the very least, if one is very, very busy, you can sing their Gavastakam prayers in front of your altar.
Jūs esat ļoti, ļoti aizņemts, tad jūs Gavastakam lūkšanas altāra priekšā.
And say the Tulsi Pranam also. Vindāja Tulsi Devijā.
Tulsi Pranam arī atkārtojiet.
These are very important.
Tad Tas ir ļoti svarīgi.
Any other questions? The ladies aren't inquisitive. What is it? All right. Yeah.
Tās attiecības kādā periodā ir siltāks, atklātāks un kādā periodā tās atslābst. Are the relationships with one's spiritual master even or
steady?
No. Meaning steady or smooth, in some periods of life they are more open, and in some other periods they are these relationships with a spiritual master.
Are you initiated?
Right.
Okay. All right.
So these relationships are something constant, or it is.
The relationship, if one is properly situated as a disciple, obeying the order of the spiritual master, that relationship gets sweeter and sweeter and sweeter steadily throughout the whole life.
Ja cilvēkam ir veido pareizi attiecības ar garīgo skolotāju, tad tās attiecības kļūst ar vien saldākas un saldākas.
It's not like some rocky material relationship that's hot and cold.
Tās nav tagad tādas akmeņains un skarbas materiālās attiecības, kas ir kārstas vai augstas.
It's ever increasingly wonderful.
Tās ir nepārtraukt pieauguši brīnišķīgas.
Any other question?
Dažus terminus angliski ir grūti saprast, pārtulkot, un tāpēc es jautāju, kāda atšķirība ir starp, kad tiek rūtēts, vai ir kāda atšķirība angliski starp personība, un vēl viens vārds, kas ir persona, individualitāte. There are some words that are difficult to understand and translate into Latvian or Russian, and my question is, do you make any distinction between two terms? Personality and identity.
So the question is, this is a grammatical question, personality and identity. In some sense, in some ways they are synonymous. Yes. They are synonyms. Yeah. They have some different shades of meaning. One may say, well, that person has a outgoing personality or a introverted personality. You would not say he has an outgoing identity or an introverted identity. In that sense, they use differently. So, but every synonym is not completely synonymous in every single way, but generally they are synonyms.
So the point is, when you use, because in Latvian we use personality actually in both cases. So it is from your perspective, it is accepted if when you use identity, it is translated as a, let's say, his...
Yes, I'll approve it. I'll approve the trend. But how's it done in the books?
We discussed this with Krishikesh Prabhu this morning, and he said there's no solution in Latvian.
All right, then just use personality. That's all right. They should make identity a Latvian word. The good word, identity. Okay, yes.
when we preach on the street, we regularly see the result of kind of aggressive preaching or annoying preaching or aggressive preaching. And
really? Somebody's, well, see, aggressive doesn't necessarily mean annoying.
Annoying, it is when you, we can't find the right, the way that you try to, who's passing? When a person, let's say, when a person doesn't want to talk to you, but you still keep trying to approach him, what is it for?
Well,
so a question is that what to do in such cases when people don't want, because they have experienced this kind of aggressive.
Depends on how expert you are. Actually, preaching means being aggressive.
Was,
did somebody invite Prabhupada to come to America to preach? Prabhupada came as an aggressor. Actually, I get regular, I have one devotee, a disciple in the U.S. He writes me his Sankirtan reports of how he goes out on book distribution. And when someone says, no, I'm not interested, he will say something to them to change their mind. He's very aggressive. And they feel happy when he defeats them and they take a book. So you just have to be very good at being aggressive. Just like sometimes it's said that women like aggressive men. If a man is too timid, he's not very attractive to women. So in preaching also you should be very aggressive. I want that everyone should take a book. I will not take no as an answer. But you have to do it in such a way that they like it, they're not irritated. That's the key. Prabhupada said, if they are irritated, then that is your nonsense. It's not wrong to be aggressive. It's only wrong to irritate them. That's wrong. You should be so expert and so charming, you see. In other words, you should be super aggressive. But do it in such a way that they're in bliss, you know. They say, no, I don't want any of your books. You Hare Krishna people, what are you even doing in this country? And you should be so expert with such a person. When you walk away, they have a stack of books and they've completely emptied out their whole wallet. You see, that's preaching. Aggressive is very good. The more you become aggressive, that is very, very good. But do it in a very intelligent way that they like it. That's the key. That they love it. Yeah.
But these two terms, aggressiveness and persistence?
Irritate.
Persistent. Yeah, persistent. So aggressive is a kind of negative word, but persistent isn't persistent.
Aggressive is not necessarily negative. It's like women, it's sometimes said that women like aggressive men. If a man is too shy, he's not very attractive to women, you see.
pārāk kautrīgs, tad nav pievilcīgs.
So in preaching we should be very aggressive. Any other questions? Actually, our time is... I can squeeze one more question in. Huh? All right. Yeah.
Could you name any lila of Krishna when Krishna was aggressive?
Yes, of course. Krishna is the supreme aggressor. Look at Rukmini. He came swooping in, you know, and grabbed her and headed out, you know, grabbed the woman and just took off, you know. Took off running, you know, with thousands of angry kshatriyas after him, wanting his blood, you know, and he killed so many people. He killed so many people to walk off with a girl. He killed so many people to get the girl. Pretty aggressive. Okay. We'll stop here. Rajavidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
His Grace Srimad Sankarsan Dasa Adhikari ki
jai.